when you put something down that you you feel called to do, you put it down on your bucket list and you start making a plan to do it. I just had no idea of what was really going to be involved in that and how the journey would carry me along through all these different experiences that have been so great.
Creative engagement. Hello, I'm your host Daniel Mandel, and I invite you to join us at the intersection of artistry and engagement. I'll be shining a light on the importance of authentic self-expression and participation in life. My purpose is to stimulate curiosity that will lead to play so that we can all live our most meaningful adventure. In my work as a coach, I create transformation through inquiry and creativity to allow LGBTQ+ individuals to address the challenges of living life as open-minded and wholehearted independent thinkers. In this episode, I'm delighted to introduce a new friend, composer and performer, Scotty Aubel. Scotty is a flute and sax player with a new album of 13 original tunes available on Bandcamp called Chi Riffer One. Scotty shines a light on the topic of work-life balance and what occurs when life gets out of balance, and then the journey of healing as balance is restored. Scotty performs a song from his newly released album, Gliding Free, and takes us on a musical journey into the air. Artists and musicians all have to face the decision of how to earn a living and whether their output and artistry should or can be monetized. It can be a scary proposition to, like a hang glider, jump off that edge. The pandemic has greatly affected those choices and reduced many options. In my practices, I found how my form of musical expression has deeply served me. Music and songs and singing have really helped me through hard times and helped me regulate my emotions. In happy times, songs allow me to celebrate my joy and heighten my feelings. I have a new offering that I'm giving away as an experiment to lay out the steps of songwriting. Check out the episode notes. I want to see if following this engaging step-by-step process allows people to write their own first song, or maybe their next song. If you're willing to try this experiment with me, I'd love to have you share your thoughts and even share the song that resulted. I would be so happy to share your results on an upcoming episode. And with that, here's our guest, Scotty Aubel.
All right, so I'm very tickled to, I'm very pleased to, present a brand new friend to myself and to the Creative Engagement podcast world. Today I'm interviewing Scotty Aubel. He's a composer and a performer, and he has a new album out, Chi Riffer One, and you can find it at chiriffer.bandcamp.com. Welcome, Scotty.
Well, thanks a lot. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So Scotty and I met very recently as part of a Sounds True conscious marketing course. And I think that we can just start there really briefly. So this was a course, both of us are musicians, and we're both interested in this territory of how do you sell music, How do you sell things like coaching? How do you sell things that are going to uplift other people? And it was a great course. And through it, we kind of met each other and kind of found a way that we might help support each other. And then conversations turned to, hey, you should come on the podcast and be interviewed. So yeah, we want to welcome you.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, how much in the last couple of years, the world of art and particularly music has changed. Right. And, you know, it used to be easy to get your music in front of people. You just, you know, go down to the local club or whatever and get a gig and play, and people are there and they listen to you and hopefully they like you. But, you know, that changed. And so we've all had to be very creative along with making our art as how we get our music in front of others. So
right.
This is a new step for me in a different direction, which is kind of exciting and scary.
Yeah, there's some challenges, but it is exciting. So, Scotty, this podcast is all about exploring what creativity and, you know, participation and engagement with our creativity, like what that does for us as people. So, let's just kind of start. How has engaging with your creativity and your creative calling affected your growth as a person and even as a spiritual being?
Well, I think it's a great question. And I guess, you know, the glib off-the-cuff answer is, how has it not affected my entire life and everything that I do? But to be more serious, you know, and focus on some of the important aspects that me engaging with my creativity has meant to me, I would say that healing has been a huge part of that. I was pretty active in music when I was very young and up until my early teens, and then I joined the world of work and adult concerns, and you know, I kept my music as a hobby, but it was really underemphasized, and you know, surviving became a foremost priority, and figuring out how to do that, and my art got kind of dormant, you know, it was a bit neglected. And, you know, I found over time that the stress of being in the world of work and money and, you know, all the things that we have to focus on so much in our Western society, it started affecting my health and mental health and physical health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I developed some pretty significant health issues. Luckily, you know, none of them took me out, but I didn't really rediscover art again until I hit bottom with such significant health problems that I could not do the type of work that I had been doing. And
yeah, you know, as I hear you talking, it sounds like, you know, that phrase work-life balance. And when that balance, when things get out of balance between being yourself and expressing yourself and your artistry and the ways that we have to bring money in and deny other parts of ourselves, it can really impact our health, our mental health. And we know, it sounds like you're describing what happens when that things get out of balance. Is that appropriate? Is that accurate?
Well, it's extremely accurate. I mean, you know, now that I've been nurturing the artistic part of myself for quite a number of years to the exclusion of being concerned about making money and that type of thing, I've found that part of me was so huge and it was so ignored and it was so needing to be acknowledged and expressed that it was just not going to let me go on with life without dealing with that in some way. And I was very lucky, you know, I had put away a bit of a nest egg from my corporate job, and I had a supportive partner, and I had supportive family and friends, and they were all, it was funny too, when I quit that corporate job, about three or four of my coworkers came up and said, you know what, we're proud of you for walking away, because, you know, there was a significant financial hit to walking away. You know, I had options and blah, blah, blah. So, but even they, those people that worked there with me, were saying, you need to do this. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, whenever people in your community and your life reflect back to you that, like, they see that you're doing the right thing, and it's good to get that reinforcement and that kind of validity. Yeah. So what do you think that you would have said to your younger self that could have maybe like brought things into balance a little? If you had to do it over.
Well, I would have said, choose your friends wisely.
Oh, really?
Choose the people that you listen to wisely. You know, find people that are successful at being who they are, and connect with them, and, you know, don't go for the superficial. Which, in some ways, I did.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, choose your friends wisely. Choose the people that are being authentic and being successful and being happy doing it. Make them your friends. Don't go after the superficial, the this feels good right now, or, you know, you like the way you look when you're with these people.
Right.
That would be important advice.
That's so good. Yeah, I often think of the amazing artists that I've met in my journeys and the people that I've asked to be my mentors, you know, really literally. And I feel like when I pay attention to them, it feels like I've, you know, the phrase like, that guy fell in with the wrong crowd. It makes me feel like I fell in with the right crowd when I can be, you know, looking at some good people's examples that point me back to being my authentic self.
I think that's a huge, huge factor in our development as human beings and artists. You know, it would have been great advice to get if I would have even taken it back then. Who knows? You know, when you're young.
Well, that's the other part of it. Yeah, you can give your younger self advice, but would your younger self have listened?
Maybe not. I was pretty headstrong, and I still am in some ways. But, you know, I think if it was put to me in the right way, you know, and I think that's the other thing about this, you know, making art is a spiritual practice. There's no question in my mind. And, you know, to be good and complete practicing a spiritual discipline, you need great teachers. You can't do it on your own. And you know, that's been some of the most beautiful part of this life, is finding those teachers and connecting with them, recognizing them, and, you know, having their influence on what I do.
So help us get to know you a little bit better. What's your array of instruments that you play?
Well, I'm a strong flute and sax player. I've devoted my majority of study to woodwinds, but I also and I play several different saxes. I also play keyboards. Getting more competent at that because of the way I compose, which is with music workstation software.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, over-tracking and playing a lot of different types of sounds, but using the keyboard as the means of creating that.
And also, I have to ask you, because I know your answer, and I know your answer is so fascinating, is the name of your album is Chi Riffer, or I don't know, is it Chai Riffer? Is there a reference to Chicago?
Wow. Now that I never really thought people would get, but you know, I don't mind being connected to Chicago. What a great, great band, great sound. Big influence on me too. And you'll hear some funky stuff in my in my writing. But actually the reference is to chi, which is
the
breath.
Yeah.
In Asian spiritual philosophy and also martial arts.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I was thinking that it was like sort of like Chicago blues.
I love it. See, you know, that's what's great about picking a name that, you know, has no real hard, fast connotation to it. It lets people do some creative construction of what the name might mean.
Right. But I guess I was headed in a slightly different direction, but tell folks where you are being interviewed from.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm at my winter home in Mazatlan, Mexico. And the weather's fantastic, by the way, even for February 28th. Yeah. And I've been coming down here. I originally moved down here full-time for a few years and was living on a sailboat. Wow. But that was not too compatible with all my music gear and comings and goings and whatnot. So I have a little house in a complex here, and this is my retreat where I come to let my creativity flow. And boy, does it here. I love this place.
I have to just toot the Creative Engagement International horn.
Do that.
It's
yes.
So interesting, you know, talking to people from, I had an interview in Sweden. I had an interview with a guy who's in the States from Guatemala. And now I get to talk to somebody in Mexico. I think it's just so fun.
I love that about your program. I mean, every time I listen to one of the podcasts, I'm impressed with the range and breadth of, you know, where all over the world and all the different skills of people that you find to talk to. It's fascinating.
Yeah, thank you. So let's kind of shift gears and tell me about what's the experience of composing and this new album. And yeah, tell us the story of kind of creating and releasing this new album.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you asked me about that. It's been quite a ride. Putting an album out has been on my bucket list for many years. At least 10 years ago, when I sat down and wrote a list of my musical goals, that was one of them. And I finally have gotten it done.
And yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's really been so amazing and so much more than I expected it to be when I put it on the list.
Yeah, what is the feeling of having an idea, manifesting it, and then being on the other side of now it's out there in the world, and this is something that you intended and created?
Well, you know, first of all, I would have to say it isn't the product, it's the journey toward getting there. You know,
And the journey's not over, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not. But you know, that whole thing of when you put something down that you want, that you feel called to do, you put it down on your bucket list and you start making a plan to do it. I just had no idea of what was really going to be involved in that and how the journey would carry me along through all these different experiences that have been so great.
Yeah, do you have an example of, say, like something that was maybe surprising that you didn't expect?
Well, yeah, I mean, when I write, when I sit down to write, very often I am just goofing around and improvising on my instrument.
Right. And, yeah, a lot of good writers write that way.
Yeah. And I get these little snippets of things, and I go, ooh, I like that. And then I just drop it into a bucket or a sandbox, if you will.
Right.
And I might not think about it again for a month because I'm coming out with other little snippets or I'm in some other point in the production process. You know, but later on, I pick it back up again, and I go, oh, yeah, I remember this. I liked it. And then I'll start hearing other instruments playing with it in my imagination.
Right.
And so I'll pull it into my workstation and start making tracks and layering things up. And sometimes I hear vocals and sometimes I don't. I think there's 3 vocal numbers on the album.
What is that like when you're in it, what does that feel like to chase those little... those little curiosities where you imagine, oh, what would be the bass line that would, you know, what does it feel like to be curious about, you know, each part of that as it unfolds?
Well, it's a couple things. First of all, it's play and it's fun.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... this part of it is actually the funnest part of the whole composing process where you're just like, well, what would a sitar sound like if I stuck it in there, you know?
Right.
Or I'll just be going through the list of different sounds. And as you do that in my workstation, you get a little sample. Mm-hmm. It plays a short sample of what that sound is. And you could go through 15 or 20 sounds, and then you'll be like, oh, that is such a cool sound. And it'll kind of connect itself to one of your ideas somehow. And that's part of the magic, you know. And it feels like magic is happening. Fun magic. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, it is so interesting when, like, you're having these... dialogues between different parts of yourself, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage of it, generally it's like I'm a little kid in a sandbox with all my toys and my buckets, you know, building sandcastles and digging tunnels and just, I'm not thinking about much. I'm not thinking about, you know, where this is going to go. But at some point after I have layered a few things in and I've selected some sounds that feel good together, then there's a more organizational type of process that starts to happen. And I start thinking of structure and, you know, things like form, you know, is there going to be a bridge? Is there going to be choruses? Are there going to be breaks? Things like that. And that's really just to, there's a part of this that wants it to be interesting.
Well, it is interesting. I want to kind of point out to folks that there's so many, you're very free with musical styles and arrangements and instrumentation. And there's really some great humor in here. One of the songs is Accordion Reality. So instead of according to reality, it's Accordion Reality. And that was really funny. And tell me a little bit about the cover painting. It's a really beautiful, looks like a wall mural of you in a jester suit from some, like I'm picturing that it's the wall from some delicious Mexican cafe somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, it does have those colors in it, which is neat. But that was a happy accident, actually. When I was looking for album art, I just Googled flute images. And lo and behold, like right in the first few hits, is this artist, Suzanne Clark. And she painted this painting. And I was like, God, this is perfect for my album. It's everything I want to say on the cover of my album. You know, it's fun, it's humorous, it's a jester, but he's playing a flute. He's got a crow, which is a spiritual symbol. Flying by, listening to him, and it's a beautiful painting. I've got to see if she'll let me use it. And I contacted her, and she was totally fine with me using it. And, you know, I love
it really
how...
It's very serendipitous because yeah. I it looks like you.
Well, I can't speak to that, but, you know, I think the guy is pretty handsome, so I won't take it as a derogatory comment.
Yeah, no. It's quite a lovely image, and, yeah, I would just encourage everybody to check out Chi, now that I know it's not Chai, Chi Riffer 1, and it's chiriffer.bandcamp.com. I've found your situation, what you're doing, very encouraging and so fun to get into the details. What would you say to young folks out there who are feeling like they gotta put their instrument away and only make money, or they don't know how to exactly craft their balance in their life? What would you say to them to make sure that they have kind of a better experience, maybe that either you or I have had?
Well, I would say you're good. You're really good. You should keep doing what you're doing. That was the encouraging advice that I got when I first came to Mazatlan 10 years ago. I was not young, obviously. I was here with my instruments on a vacation, and I sat in on a jam, and one of the great players, who is a pro, told me that, you're good, you should keep doing this. And that was a decision turning point for me. I had decided I was going to play music. If anybody ever asked me to, I was just going to say yes. I think that's also some encouraging advice. You know, if you're a musician and people are asking you to play, do it.
Yeah.
Because
I love the way you're laying this out, because it's true not only for young folks, but maybe you're in a very similar situation to Scotty, and you just need to know it's totally worth doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever your talent is, you know, the creative part of you is so important, and it's just got to be fed and nurtured and, you know, given space to express itself, and it will make tremendous difference in your life if you can connect to that.
You can find his new album online at chiriffer.bandcamp.com. Really, really thank you, Scotty. It was great talking to you, and thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's been a great pleasure, and I really enjoy your music too, and I hope you keep making lots of it.
Yeah, you've been so encouraging. All right, thank you so much, Scotty.
All right, I'm going to play for you a song off my new album, Chi Riffer 1, which is available on Bandcamp. And the song is called Gliding Free, and I think you'll be able to tell it's about paragliding, which is a lot like playing music. There's a lot of creativity involved, a lot of hard work and study, and a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy it. It's my day to soar. The sun is bright, the sky is clear. A northwest breeze kisses my face. The view is great up here, across the valley to the mountain. I love the open space. Step back and lift, bringing the wing up clean. The turn and go, the launch proceeding. Now I'm running off the edge, feeling such a freedom. The earth below. Here I feel alive, aware of every heartbeat. My friends, the birds, are my companions. The spirit carries me toward a new horizon, facing beauty through the canyons, gliding free, gliding free. Yes, I'm gliding free, gliding free.
You took us on a journey with you.
Yeah, it's quite an amazing thing to be able to do, and I feel very blessed to have it, and also to, you know, have it to inspire my music and vice versa. I think it's real interesting how life and your art tie themselves together, you know, when you really put yourself into it. So I was hoping to share that a bit.
Thank you for that. That was a little thrill ride. Okay.
It was for me.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you so much for listening to this Creative Engagement podcast. Lifting people up through the celebration of creativity allows us to hold such open and heartfelt conversations. I would appreciate a review. Be sure to tell your friends. I always put the links and relevant information in each podcast's episode notes. Thank you. I'm Daniel Mandel. Creative Engagement.